Hello, this is a show from Radio. Eurogroup of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
The song Sealed with a Kiss is about sending your dreams and thoughts to a loved one every day. Loving becomes haunting. This is also reflected in the eerie quality of the song. Researchers always wanted to look deeper and further into the body, into one's dreams and thoughts. So a radio pill seemed to be an ideal solution. But if you do go deeper exploring your dreams, you may end up being haunted by your own thirst for knowledge.
Let's welcome the radio pill, an irresistible device that will change medicine forever. When swallowed, it transmits information about all the stuff that happens inside your body. It's like a radio show from inside your entrails. It's said to be a German idea, but in 1961, it was also used extensively at the Central Middlesex Hospital in Britain. The pill informs about such things as pressure changes internally by recording these changes on a graph. Until recently, the only way of finding out what was going on in the digestion tract was to push a tube down it, which, well, doesn't always have the best effects on patients. The Pill Zone radio program is transmitted up to 48 hours while the patients have complete freedom. The body can do its natural work and feels no discomfort. How great is that? Even in 2019, a team of Australian researchers was testing such an electronic pill to improve the well-being of their patients. And who knows? In the near future, the pill might even transmit the body's own radio programs.
Thank you. At the age of 14, Miss was prescribed a novel treatment. As yet untested in its full potential, the radio pill was a small, ingestible device that could monitor one's internal condition and transmit such information to medical practitioners. More than that, the doctor told her, it could transmit neural data as well. From within her room, data would be streamed and reports could be found directly online. No need to come in anymore, he said with a smile. The pill modulated the neural frequencies and was only activated when another frequency was directed at it, transporting the original modulation back to the listening doctors, charts, and labs, mostly automated processes from cable to cable, synchronizing the incoming data into patterns that would become clearer the more detail they accumulate, so the doctors hoped. As a diligent follower of the electronics hobbyist magazines she received in the mail, Miss was well aware of her data's paths and migrations. Miss was infatuated with the movements of the planets and the stars. When in trance, she often saw herself swimming in a bright stream of stars. It was the Milky Way. She spoke to the stream with the deepest longing. Take me away. Take me with you. Take me there. Take me away. In the doctor's waiting room, there were all kinds of different paintings, but one had always struck Miss as a break in the series. A portrait of Saint Cecilia, patron saint of music, who had once visited her in her visions and appeared to be floating in rainbow-coloured beams of light, her eyes looking far beyond the frame, up towards the point of the light ray's origin. Of course, Miss was aware that light consisted of particles as well. While Googling popular interpretations of the images received in her visions, she discovered that nobody really knew Cecilia's true historical name. But at the time of the encounter with the nameless saint, a nurse had routinely opened the software created to monitor Miss. Incoming data, and amongst the unintelligible fragments of images and words, a sentence had formed. The realm of tones resides in your brain. According to a thought experiment by Albert Einstein, tachyons are hypothetical particles that travel at a speed faster than light. If used as transmitting signals, they could transmit messages to the past, the tachyon anti-telephone. Miss had recently learned about the tachyon anti-telephone in a YouTube video titled, Can You Phone the Past? She felt saddened at the thought that without the proper name, she would never be able to reach Saint Cecilia. Thank you.
I feel my consciousness slipping away, and waves of electromagnetic radiation and photon particles emanate from the pill within my body. I cannot but wonder when and how my thoughts will reach you, and whether it will cause even a single throb at the idea that they may be meant for you. You said, to cast a spell is to speak things into existence. To discover the existence of something is to cast a spell. But, as fairy tales have long told us, spells are unreliable, and the summoned demon or ghost isn't always who we wish them to be. Yet now firmly hardwired into the machines you invented, baked into the light rays that form your diagnosis. I have felt that if I spoke of these things at all, it must be to someone who had attained these experiences before me or with me. And, having you for my companion throughout, however unconsciously to yourself, I have uttered many things that I could hardly have otherwise have spoken. For one may speak far more freely with a friend, though, in hearing of others, than when singly addressing a number. Most frequently, however, I have forgotten that others could hear. It matters little in this view that we have never met. That each of us does not know, except by the eye of the mind. By a subtle shift in the patterns of milky shadows in the X-ray and CT scans. Except as a sudden clear word admits the noise from your radio. As a quick reflection in your telescopes and a new pixel in your hypothetical images. Slightly changing the numbers in your code and sparking through your server farms. A familiar melody suddenly present in your mind, emanating from the rainbow-coloured streams of light particles in the saint's halos.
let's welcome the, radio pill. An irresistible device that will change medicine forever. When swallowed, it transmits information about all the stuff that happens inside your body. It's like a radio show from inside your entrails. It's said to... Sorry, but why do I need to read this? Warum muss das auf Englisch sein? Radiopille. Piept es bei euch? Naja, okay. Fabi hat das geschrieben. Ich lese jetzt weiter. Aber ich verstehe nicht, was ihr da macht, wo das Copyright liegt und in welchem Kontext das irgendwann mal ausgestellt wird. Also, it is said to be a German idea, but in 1961 it was also used extensively at the Central Middlesex Hospital in Britain. The pill informs about such things as pressure changes internally by recording these changes on a graph. The body can do its natural work and feels no discomfort. Wobei. Okay, das glaube ich nicht. Wenn ich mir vorstelle, dass mir ein anderes Wesen eine Roboterpille in die Eingeweide steckt, dann muss das doch wehtun. Radiofrequenzen tun weh. It sounds far too Naja, ich glaube aber, dass man mit dieser Transmission Sounds machen kann. Also, ihr lieben Pillen.
Twitter is dead.
Twitter is dead.
And then 666,666.
Ja, 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 ja. Ich lebe in einem digitalen Gefängnis. Wird mich das Radio jemals daraus befreien?
Thank you.
of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.